We are learning Masechta Shabbos, and we are learning Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Habonim Yoitzim B'Ksharim. The little boys are allowed to go out with Ksharim on Shabbos. The Gemara will discuss immediately what Ksharim are. Ubanei Melachim B'Zugim. And the children, the princes, children of kings, are allowed to walk around with Zugim, with bells that they hang from the clothing for noi. V'chol Adam really is allowed to go out with these bells. El Shdivr Cham V'Haiva. But the Cham we're talking about, you know, what's the normal thing? Who usually goes out with bells? Those are the B'nai Melachim. But really, everyone's optimistic is allowed to go out with it. Even Aniyim, just the Cham we're talking about, who usually goes out with it, are the B'nai Melachim. Zokta Gemara. We learned in the first line of the Mishnah that the Banim, boys, little boys, are allowed to go out with Ksharim. What are Ksharim? My Ksharim. Amar Ada Mori, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Baruch, Amar Rav Ashi Bar Avin, Amar Rav Yehuda, Kesurei Pua. These are a certain plant called a pua, and they wrap it in these strings, and they tie it over your neck for a pua. That's what it is for. It's for a pua. And since it's a pua, so therefore the chaylan is it's like a kameya, and you're allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. That's what the little boys allowed to go out to Ksharim because they're hanging it for a pua. And about the Shafua, Abaya says, Omar Abaya, Omri Aim, my mother, who was not really his mother, is the one who took care of him, because Abaya, his father and mother died when he was young, and he had like a nurse who took care of him and taught him a lot of things, and she was called the Aim. So Omri Aim, Tlosa Mukmi, three of these gnats, they're good to stop. If you're already sick, that the shouldn't mukmi, like stops it where it is. It stops the sickness where it is. Doesn't let it go further. Chamisha, if it has five knots, masu, it could even make you a refuah, it could heal the person. Shiva, I feel looks off amali. If you have seven of those knots, of those special plants called pua hanging from your neck, that could help even for kishif. That's how strong it is. Zok to Gemara, Omar Vachab, Abayakoi, Vahu, this knot that has these plants in it only works if the lechazah shim shavasira, if it never saw the moon or the sun, lechazi mitra, it never saw any rain, never got wet, loishmiyale kol barzal, it never heard a banging of a hammer, like anything metal, vekal tanagos, it never heard the sound of a chicken, vekal nigri, it never heard the sound of footsteps, then it works. That whole remedy fell into the bar. Basically saying it's impossible to ever use such a remedy. It can't see the sun, the moon, it can't hear a chicken, it can't hear footsteps, can't hear any metal, and it can't see any rain. So basically, it's useless. Now, the moral verse now is learning, it's this pua, it's this thing we have for a fua. That's what the ksharim are, that's the bottom of the ksharim. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak said, you should know, it happened to be the holiday of it works, but Lamai said that's what the pshat of the Mishnah was. But now we're going to cash on this pshat. If that's the case, Ma'ir Yabonim, what does that do with children? What does it do with boys? Only boys wear this refuah? I feel Bonis Nami. Even girls also should wear the refuah. And also, Ma'ir Yakatanim, I feel Gedolim Nami. What's up with Katanim? Even Gedolim. Like we're picking small boys. It could be Gedolim, it could be girls, it could be boys. How can I be pshat on the Mishnah? It's just Bonim, Yaitzim Mikshar. So the Gemara, no, new pshat. Ela my kasharim again, a different shot. My kasharim ki adam avin bar huna marav chama bar gurya ben sheyesh loy gagu amaloviv. There's a little boy. That's the Africa little boy that he gets very scared. He gets separation anxiety. He gets very upset when he gets separated from his father. And Rashi speaks out it's only by a son, a girl. The father's not that close to the girl in the first place. They'll have separation anxiety. Only a ben. So a son sometimes has major separation anxiety. So what does he do? There's the Eitzah. The Gemara says the Eitzah. Noito Ritzua Minosh Yemin. He should take a shoelace from his right foot, the Koishaloi Vismaila, and he should tie it on the left hand of the child. That will help for Gagum. That will help for separation anxiety. That's what Rav Oven says. That's what Oven Bahuna says, Vashem Racham Bagurya. And that's what it means, Yoitzah B'Ksharim, because that's the child's allowed to go off this Ksharim, because this is Mamma saving him from separation anxiety. How do you remember which, with the right foot, left, how do you remember? that also you take your right hand and you tie it on the left hand. See, also you take your right shoelace and tie it on the left hand of your son. V'chilufa sakanta. If you do it the wrong way, you take your left shoe and you put it on the right hand of the ben, that's a sakana already. That will make the gaguim even more, make the anxiety even more. Zok tomorrow vayta. Oma oven barhuno, Oma Rabchon barguyo, sechufe kasa atiburi v'shapsa shapadami. If someone has a stomachache, they used to have then a etza. They used to take a cup that had hot water in it, and now you took the hot water out, but the cup is still very hot. They put it on the stomach, and that like slept the stomach towards you, and that healed the area. And you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. And even though you're not allowed to really do refuah on Shabbos, so here, b'makom, it was a big tsar. So it's like Nofel Mishkov, they allowed to do this type of healing. Another member about refuah. Amar Avma Huna Amar Avchama Gurya Muta Losech Shemen Amelech B'Shabbos. And it's talking about over here that if someone got drunk, and there used to be Eitzah then, if you smeared yourself with oil and salt, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos to take away the drunken stupor. And the Mefarshim speak out in Shulchan Aruch. The reason is it's not called refuah. Making yourself sober is not called refuah, and therefore it's muta on Shabbos. And the Gemara gives an example: Kehadar Avhuna beRav, veRav meBeRav Chia. These are all the biggest talmidim. Rav Huna was the biggest talmid of Rav, and Rav was the biggest talmid of Chia. Rav Chia meBeRebi. Rav Chia was a big talmid of Rebi. Kavavasmi when there was shikur, and it's a voya there in Rashi, that they used to give drinks to the Talmidim, make l'chaim to Talmidim. And Mepharshim said the reason is maybe because in order for them to be masig, the soydus ha-Torah, they had to get a little drunk. They had to have a bit of l'chaim. So he had them ask me when they were shikr, so the big Talmidim, they used to bring them some things to get them sober, because the biggest Talmidim, you can't let them be shikr. They have to be sober. So mighty mishcha milch is to bring salt and oil. They smeared it on the palm of the hands and the sole of the feet, and that was a segula to make them sober. But Amri used to say, they say a lachash when they did this, kehechi, the tzil ha-mishcha, just like the shemen is becoming tzalul, it's becoming clear from the heat, like the body heat. Leitzel chamri, the plan you're the wine of Pliny Bar Pliny, they always said the mother's name, the wine should wear off. V'loy, if you don't have Shemen HaMelech, handy, you don't have that, well, another Eitzah. Might is Shilu Dani, bring a cover of a Chavis, a cover of a Pat, V'sharalei B'maya, and you soak it in water, V'amah, and you say, this Lachash, Gehechi, the Litzel Ha'ishia, just like this thing is getting clean, it's getting clear, it's getting cleaner, from the water, let the wine of Planya Bar Planya, the son of this mother, let the wine wear off. You're allowed to choke on Shabbos. What does that mean? So Rashi says if someone, one of his vertebrates in his neck, like was displaced. So they used to do is to hang him up with a string, and that like pulled him straight and made him straight. And that's muta on Shabbos. What's the reason? So either maybe because it's very painful and therefore it's like nafal mishkov, or because you never do this with salmonim. Anything you never do with salmonim, there's no gzera of shchika salmonim. We said the whole reason I don't do refu on Shabbos is because shchika salmonim, you might grind the medicine. But this never has medicine to grind, this type of refu, and therefore it's muta on Shabbos. Not Allah. If I'm Huna, I'm Rabchama Guya. Lafufe Yenuka v'Shabbos Shabbadami. And when a child was born, they used to a lot of times the child came out with the bones all out of shape, and they used to try to put the kid back into shape to wrap him in a special way to put him back in shape. And you're allowed to do this on Shabbos, because also it never has salmonim. It never is done with salmonim. Never done with medicine. Therefore, it's mutter to do this on Shabbos. So Lafufe Yenuka v'Shabbos Shabbadami. So it comes out, we had over here so far four members of Oven Bahuna of Hashem Chomer Aguria, and two of them had to do with children. This one, Lefufi Yenuka. And if you go back, the Pshat of Gaguim that we said, the Pshat of Gaguim, it's really five things altogether. The thing of Gaguim was also the same Mandi Omar, was also the Mandi Omar, Oven Bahuna and Chomer Aguria. So Ramar says, Rapapa Masni Banim. Rapapa had these two members of Oven Bahuna B'Shem Rav Chama Gurya, you know, by Banim. Both of them were Dismandiyama, the Lafufi Inuka, and before Gaguim. Rav Zvid Masni Ben. Rav Zvid only has one memra. Then I was going to explain. Rapapa Masni Banim Metavau Masni Bahuna. He has both the Gaguim and the Lafufa Yanuka. Both are B'Shem, the memra came from Oven Bahuna. Rav Zvid Masni Ben. Only one memra of children came from the Mandi Amar, Oven Bahuna, and Chama Gurya. Kamaisa, the first one, about Gaguim. That was Oven Bahuna, Masni Oven Bahuna. Vahai, the last one, Lafufa Yanuka, Masni La, B'Rab Barachana. Om Rab Barachana, Lafufa Yanuka, B'Shab Shab Adam. He has that memra, B'Shem Rab Barachana, not B'Shem Oven Bahuna, that said B'Shem Rav Chama Bagurya. Zogt Gemara Vaita. The Gemara is busy with Refuas now for next Amud, the rest of this Amud and the next Amud. Om Abaya, Om Li Aim, my aim told me, it's like we call it maybe a nurse or a governess. She told him, remember that his father, Abaya's father died when his mother was pregnant, and his mother died in childbirth. He didn't have any appearance. He grew up by Rabba Nachmeni. So that's why we call Abaya Nachmeni sometimes. So Amli Aim, his nurse told him, Kol minyone b'shmada imei. All these things, lachash, these things you say when you do this refuah, it's not natural refuah. So you need a lachash also. You have to say some kind of lachash. You see, always say it, the person and his mother's name. Like we say by refuah, you always use the mother's name. Mechol kitri b'smala. And all the knots you should tie on the left side. Anytime you have something with knots, you should always tie it on the left side. Like we said before, you tie it on his left hand. You tie it on the child's left hand. Well, my bay, only aim, kol minyone de mefarshi. You always have to say his lachash a few times. So if it tells you how many times to say the lachash, kid de mefarshi. So then it says three times, say it three times. Lo mefarshi, but it doesn't say how many times to say it. You know how many times you have to say it? A lot of times. Abom mechazim, you have to say it 41 times. It doesn't say. If part of the part of the halacha of the refuah doesn't say how many times to say it, you should say it 41 times. Zog the Marabai Ton Rabbanon to the Braisa, Yoytzim be'evin tukum v'shabbos. It used to be that a Isha who was worried about miscarriages used to wear a certain event called the event tukuma. It was a segula diga event they used to wear, and you let it go out on Shabbos because siddur tachshis like a refuah, it's like a kameya. Mishra Meir Eimer Amru, that you don't even need the Evan Tekuma itself, the special type of stone. Even if you take that stone and you weigh another stone connected and it weighs exactly the same much as Evan Tekuma, the stone that weighed the same much as Evan Tekuma also could be used. Mishra Meir Amru, after Mishkel Evan Tekuma, even something that was weighed connected, the Evan Tekuma also could be used as a refuah, as a kameya to wear around your neck. Veloi, you don't even need Shehapilas, you already had history of miscarriages. Ella Shematap was enough also. But Lois Ivre, not that she knows she's pregnant. Ella Shematap, even if she knows she's going to be pregnant, and she's going to be pregnant and have a chash of having an eifel, she's worried about that she's allowed to wear it. And Pribagam speaks out that if she knows for sure she is not pregnant, then it could be she can't wear it. If she knows for sure she's not Mubaris, then it could be it's worse. It could be it's worse. It's brought down in Lachon Shin Gimel Chav Dal. It says Yoytze Be'evan Tekuma. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, "When Mishkel Shakul connected to the Tapel, Vafil Lenis Abra Adayin." Even she wasn't a Stabra Adayin, and the Pribagadim said, if she knows for sure she's not pregnant, then there's no reason for her to go out with it. Because what's the point? She knows she's not pregnant. It's only if she's maybe pregnant. That's what the Pribagadim learns. Zog Tamar Avaita. Om Rav Yehem Bar Shlami Mishmei Da Baya. For who this Gavin Ve'itkel, this thing that we said, the stone that weighs the same much as Evan Tekuma works as a segula, it's only if it weighed exactly, you don't have to do anything to it. It weighs exactly that much without even doing any work with it. But if you have to like shave off part of the stone or add something to the stone, that does not count and it won't work. But yeah, by a mishkula mishkulamai, what happens if you have another stone that weighs like the stone that weighs like the Evan Tekuma? Does that work or not? Is that a segula or not? Where's this take? Where I wasn't sure. My nurse told me other eitzes for sicknesses. Someone who gets a certain type of fever or certain type of sickness, it happens every day. Lishkol zuzo chavira. Let it take a fresh minted coin. Belezel lemakasa, and go to the place where they make salt with, you know, the salt fields. Belisko maskele milcha, and weigh a certain amount of salt. Keneged this coin, lotzair b'chalabet savar, and tie it and wrap it around your neck, near your neck, benura barko, with a thread of hair that's made with a hole, with a little like eye. That's with the thread that has a little eye hole in it. Do that. Viloi, if you don't have these things, leisav aproshet rochim, go to the intersection. Vichaz shumshino gamla dori midi, see this little ant carrying a load. Lishkele, pick up the ant. Lishdai aveguva de nachasha, put it into a pipe, a copper pipe. Lishdai avara, and stuff it up with lead. Velichsami, and zavuya, that doesn't be dafka. You gotta stuff it up. Velichsami, Rashi says lav dafka. Some of these things, just you have to stuff it up. It doesn't be dafka. Lead, because anything you stuff it up, anything. Velichsami v'shitim gushbuki, and you seal it with 60 seals. Velazulei, and you shake it up. Velidrei, and you carry it. Velaymalei, you tell the ant why you're carrying it. Tuunach alai. You know, your package you were holding, you know, that piece of sand you're holding, I'll take that. You take my package, my sickness, you take that. You know, I take your package, you take my package. Okay, Mr. Ant? Wait, you shouldn't do that. Maybe this ant, someone else used this ant already once. You know what he has on his back? He has Yana guy's chayli. So you say, give me your chayli, I'm going to get that guy chayli. It's a pella, it's like a needle in the haystack here. Punk, you picked up someone else's ant, but you never know. Well, you tell the ant is like this: to unai v'tunach alach. You carry everything. You carry your masri and my masri. Viloi, and if you don't have even an ant or a pipe or anything like that, what you do? Lishkel kuzachata. Take a brand new little earthenware cheres, little cup. V'leiz l'nahara. Go to the water. V'lei malei, and tell the water nahara nahara. Ois v'kuz demaya. You know, I need to borrow some water to a guest that came to me. That guest is the sickness. And then he brings it. Then he takes his cup and puts it around his head 7 times. And that way, he's like giving the drink to the machla. And then he takes the water and throws it back into the water. He tells the water, nahara, nahara, river, river. You have to take back the water, the orcha ikli, because the guest that came to me, he goes away today. You take him back. I don't need it anymore. And that's the segula for to take away the sickness.